This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 461, Patchy 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 Patch. Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for 120GB SSD in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABook. That's bit.ly/ATABook. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
From the snow-clogged streets of Winnipeg, Manitoba, to the rain-drenched mountains of Vancouver, British Columbia, it's time for All Things Azeroth. Bringing you the latest news from the world of Warcraft are your hosts, Madros.
Cover for me. I got a whiz behind a tree.
Banda.
Hi there.
And everyone's favorite crazy cat lady, Emma.
I only have two.
So hold on to your helmets and please remain seated until the Zeppelin comes to a full stop. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have, of course, Emma. How you doing there, Emma?
I am doing well on this cold, rainy, windy day.
Good. And we also have here Fan Death. How you doing there, Fan?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing okay.
Just okay?
A very interesting week. Very interesting week indeed. And more
it just
weeks.
Started.
More interesting weeks to come. It's been an interesting week since we last did a podcast.
Oh.
So yes. Much stuff that we won't talk about.
Sure. Well, Emma, how was your week?
My week has been really well. Doing Blackrock Foundry, I think we actually did some heroics, and we got, this is with my second raid team, we did quite a few bosses, so yay! We got all of them but three, which was Iron Maiden's Black Hand and Blast Furnace. So that was really good, and I was healing for all that, and apparently I didn't do too bad. And then my other raid team, finally went on to heroic Hellfire Citadel, and we got up to Gorn Fiend, so 5 bosses out of the 13 there, on our very first attempt doing heroic. So we're doing really well. You know, gotta fix some bugs of King Savar's. Then what else? I am still looking for volunteers for people to be on Owl at the same time for me to bite, because my paladin would really love a legendary. So, then what else? I think that's pretty much all I've had time for, because I've been like going to weddings, birthdays, there's been a windstorm here. So I've been quite busy in the real world. So, yeah, I think that's about it. What was the thing last week? The bonus event last week was... I did the Pexy one, but I didn't do this one, which was the arena. It didn't quite appeal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not good with PvP. What about you guys?
Fede, how about you?
I'm trying to remember what I did. I played a lot of Hearthstone. I got just slaughtered. And then my buddy Zoo, High Warlord Zoo, from way back in early vanilla, kind of helped me out a little bit and gave me some recommendations. So I have a mage control deck that seems to work really well. So I hit level 20 and did a bunch of brawls and sucked at brawls, but I managed to win one. And as of right now, I am rank 21. Just hit rank 21, so I'm going to try to squeak out rank 20 tonight so that I can win whatever prizes you get for being rank 20 or the card back or whatever for the first time. I'm having a lot of fun with Hearthstone, though, and I have not put a single dime into it, and I don't plan on paying anything. I also did Naxxramas, the first wing of Naxxramas there, because that was free, and I one-shot everything super easy since I know how to play that deck now. I have to try Heroic, though, and I have a feeling that I'm going to get slaughtered when I do Heroic, but it's fun, so that's what matters. Other than that, I have played a little bit of WoW. I'm slowly working on my Legendary, but haven't really been playing it a lot. One thing I made note of today, just getting back to the whole flying thing from like flying on Draenor, and one of the things that was brought up was the, we don't, you know, fly through or fall down, dismount and fall down to your death or whatever. Well, that almost happened to me today in Azeroth. I was flying over Razorfen Downs and hit this blip, and it dismounted me, and I fell and took falling damage, and I would have gotten that achievement for landing with less than 10% health if I hadn't already gotten it from jumping in Shattrath years and years ago. But evidence that, you know, they're not making that up. Like, there are bugs with flying that QA doesn't always necessarily find, and so they want to make sure that they get most of them figured out so that we don't have a bad time and repair pills. That's really it for my week. How about you, Medros?
Not too much. I actually felt kind of felt like I was more productive this week in World of Warcraft than I have been in a while. I actually did like mining and herbaling on all of my characters Saturday and Sunday. I opened all of my salvage crates and everything, which, yeah, I haven't been that productive in my garrison chores and stuff in a very, very long time, it feels like. I also did something else. I got 99 copper and 99 silver and 999,999 gold. And found out what happens when you hit the gold cap. It doesn't let you take any more gold.
So what happens, like, when you're trying to get the out of the mailbox? It just says no, and you can't hit cap?
It actually didn't give me an error. It didn't say anything. It just wouldn't let me take that cash. So what I had to do was I had to return it to my character that sent it over, and then send back enough to hit the cap.
Ah.
And then I put the rest in my guild bank.
Hashtag gold cap problems.
Yes. so, yes, I now have about 1,060,000 gold.
Wow.
Well, on my mule.
Congratulations. So. That's awesome.
Yeah. I will be honest, I never would have expected it.
I am so jealous. I wish I had that problem.
Emma, I think you'd probably be happy to have my guild bank right now. With its 75,000 gold.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I figured. But yeah, just, you know, working towards that. I found a new way to turn stuff that had kind of lost its value with the 6.2 patch into actual, like, decent cash. However, I'm not going to say how, because it has without fail been that every time I say what new way I found to make gold, that several of the best known gold makers on Argent Dawn then post stuff that is exactly what I've done to make money, but significantly cheaper than I'm posting for. So I have found new ways to make gold. Not significant amounts of gold, but enough that it's worth doing and worth the time investment. And I've just been making sure that I use up all my profession materials as often as I can. And that's all I'm going to say.
Is that strategy the thing that you were telling me about before, or posting somewhere about before, last week or something?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but please type it out in our private Skype chat, and I can confirm it.
Or deny it.
Exactly. But yeah, just been thinking up new ways of making gold. And actually, I think, now I think I know, without even looking, I think I know what you're talking about. And that has been part of it, but not the methods I was referring to. But let me just, let me verify. That is what I thought you were referring to, and that is not the primary method, no.
Okay.
And the secret is...
that you're not going to say it.
Going into old raids and selling the green items for a transmog. Oh, shoot. Sorry, Medros.
There's a good market in that. If you can,
there was a good market on my old server. My new server, no.
That's pretty... It's pretty much... Think of new and creative ways to make gold. And never rest on your laurels thinking that you've outsmarted the market. Because the market will always correct. Chief Vulgin, not really into big, you know, vaulted ceilings like that. Not unless they come with castle in their name. That... I consider buying Sturman Castle. Varian and Anduin and Gen can go they can go trade district, maybe. I don't know.
Castle Medros.
Yeah. Castle Medros. But yeah, that's pretty much where I've been sitting. Making gold here and there. Basically, not doing a lot on my characters because I'm waiting for tomorrow.
So, after with all our garrisons and all that stuff, mm-hmm. what I'm thinking of, and the farm, that we need is, like, I would like player housing, but no real farming thing, but somewhere I could put... like how we do in level 3, we could do archaeology displays, but an achievement display or, you know, your tier gear display, a room where I can have a tier closet mm-hmm. and say, bring people over and like, look at my tier. But no actual work. Maybe have my follower table in there so I can just quickly do that and then go off into the world and do other things. For our place or housing. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I think the one reason why no one likes the garrison, or hates the garrison, or is bored with the garrison, is a lot of people feel like they have to do the mining and the herb or other stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know
it's there, so you feel you need to do it.
Exactly. So get rid of that need to do something. Keep the follower thing, because I really like making gold that way, because that's pretty much... the casual player making gold, and it pays for my raid repair bills.
I don't have repair bills anymore, and when I did, I think my guild bank paid for it.
Mine pays.
We have tons of stuff in the guild bank that I should sell.
I think mine pays like maybe 70 gold, and I would have to repair things before I could actually use it. So
yeah, I
especially once they got rid of the guild gold perk, which I think was
I hated that.
The guild
so lame.
The guild gold perk, you hated it? Or the
No, I hated they got rid of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It to me it made more sense for, you know, the percent, like I think it's 10% of all the gold you make on questing and stuff that it went into the guild bank. That totally made sense to me.
Yep. It was an additional 10%, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you made, you kept what you made, but...
additional 10% went into the guild bank.
Yeah.
And I think it made sense, especially when you have a bigger guild, or even a smaller guild, to help handle cost of things. You know, you're doing a work, well, let's put something back into the guild.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, Blizzard, I guess, decided that feature of the game was... too out of balance, I guess.
Too lucrative for big guilds.
Yeah. I can think of a few guilds with three-letter acronyms that might have profited unduly from such a option. Say with an A or an R in their names.
Have no clue
what you're talking about. T or C. some vowels and some letters, some consonants. Let's put it that way. But let's not name any names, right, Emma of the CTR Guild?
Of course not.
Because that'd be rude.
Oh, totally. Hugely. I love my guild.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I've met some people along the way that have gone kicked out of the guild, and they think it's unjust for the reason why they got kicked. And it's like, my understanding from talking to people, you had lots of warnings. And, like, even I've gotten warnings before when I first joined, because I used to say congrats in the guild anytime someone got an achievement. And they thought it was, like, an add-on, and I'm like, no, I'm typing it every single time. And they're like, well, please stop. If you want to do it, whisper to them.
There is an add-on that used to do that does that.
Well, yep. I did it manually, and I had, like, little stars and stuff, you know, to show them how special they were.
Yeah, I can see how that get annoying real quick, though.
No, I totally understand.
Especially with a huge guild. It's borderline spam at that point.
Yeah. When,
if you have 5 people saying congrats to 10 people that level, especially when a new expansion comes out, crazy.
Yep, that is why I understood type thing. And then I tried to do the whole whispering thing privately, and I couldn't find a way to do that, like, quickly. So I'm like, screw it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. But look, I got a warning. I listened. I didn't do it. These people got warnings. They stopped for maybe a week or two and then did their thing again. So.
Yeah, if you can't listen, there are costs.
Yep. But it's still a really good guild. You do get kind of lost in the mix. So it's great to kind of find someone you can meet and get along with.
I think getting lost in the mix is better than getting lost in the abyss of empty guilds, though.
Yes, it is.
I've kind of been there.
Because 90% of the time, other than the whole biting thing that I'm trying to do on my paladin, I can always find something to do with someone.
Well, I know some guilds that if you ask for somebody to bite you, there'd be, like, people lining up, so.
Well, I need to bite 3 people. So, where are those people?
I don't know.
On the internet.
Okay.
Like a squirrel.
Okay, people. You know where I am. You know my Twitter information. Let me know if you're on the Alliance side and wouldn't mind me biting you once or twice, and you have a few buddies that I can bite too. And prepare to die
this is,
and then be rezzed.
This is a feature that Blizzard added in Warlords of Draenor called Looking for Group or Raid Finder. Or
you mean pre-made groups where you can make your own groups or and all that? I spent 2 hours in it trying to find people to do it.
Hmm.
No one wanted to help.
Maybe you didn't have the right title for the group.
I put Blood Infusion, which is what the thing I'm doing. I said Willing to Bite People in ICC. Come help me bite you in ICC. I don't know more what they want.
Well, I mean, if I was thinking with a marketing thought in mind, I'd be like, can a cute girl bite you for a legendary? You know, just a thought.
Okay, I'll try that one next time, okay?
Okay. All right. Is that about it for our weeks?
I
think so.
I believe so. All right. So.
Well, let's talk about our sponsor then, shall we?
Alrighty. So our first sponsor tonight is Doghouse Systems, where you can get great computers made by gamers for gamers. Their website is doghousesystems.com. And if you use the code BACON, you can get 120GB SSD in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. SSDs are amazing. They make everything go fast. And Doghouse Systems are super fast. They play the best games. Everybody I talk to loves them. So check them out if you're in the market for a computer. And we thank them for sponsoring us.
Absolutely. All right, so tell us about the time walking event for this week there, Emma.
Okay, so I have a little bit more things to go because I'm really, really excited. So I am stealing a little bit of information from one of your topics, just one little thing. I hope you don't mind. Okay, so the time walking event normally starts on a Friday. Well, starting tomorrow, if I can actually find my post now, to double check, I don't want to mislead people. Starting tomorrow, it will be starting Wednesdays instead of Fridays, which is like, yay, more time to do these, which is great. So this weekend is going to be the Lich Time Walking bonus event, where if you complete five random time walking dungeons, you get a seal of invincible fate and an Iron Fleet treasure chest. Trying to figure out what the gear level in the treasure chest, because I can't remember.
You're looking for the Iron Fleet chest?
Yes. Okay, Iron Fleet chest contains a normal mode item of Hellfire Citadel Raid Zone. So for people who are not really raiding or they're only doing LFR, this is the best time to do it because, hey, look, you get a lovely chest. And it's gear. And the gear can contain...
You like a nice chest.
Hmm?
I said, I do like a nice chest.
Oh.
I've had some really good chests.
Can contain amulets, plate armor, cloth armor, trinkets, rings, lots of different stuff. I believe no weapons, though. Oh, and you can even drop a cloak. So I think weapons and helms and shoulders and stuff, it does not contain. But everything else, which is great because, hey, if you're trying to level up an altar or something, that's what you want. Alright, so here's, starting tomorrow, other than, you know, we get extra long time to do these events from Wednesday to Monday, which is like, yay! You also will be able to get Time Warp Badges, which is a new currency for lots of different items. The items are going to be for gear, which will scale to your tunes level. So if, let's say, it's 80 plus, so let's say you're going in there as an 85 doing these, well, it's going to give you the appropriate gear level to that 85. If you're doing it as 100, then it'll be kind of appropriate for that. So you can use the Time Warp badges for that. You can buy cooking recipes, which are looking like they're going to cost 25 badges. You can even get the delicious chocolate cake recipe, because cake is not a lie. There is some heirloom tokens and mounts. Who does not want mounts? There's going to be the Reins of the Eclipse Hawk and the Bridle of the Ironbound Wrath Charger, which kind of looks cute, and I want them on my DK. You can also, if you guys remember the fishing daily out in Shat Trap, or Shat, there was one that's called Crocodiles in the City, where you go to your main city and you fish up crocodiles, and you had a chance of getting one of four pets out of that bag. Well, now you can actually buy them with the use of the Time Warp badge. There will also be toys. There's tons of toys that you'll be able to buy as well. So, four toys at this point in time. Then there's going to be transmog appearance clothes as well. So, depending on how you want to look, you can get different items. And it looks like it's for all the tier, for tier 1 and tier 2 clothing items for your class. For a transmog to go with those new armor transmog. So there's tons and tons of things. On top of that, that thing they have changed for the Lich King dungeons and for Burning Crusade dungeons. Items that do drop in the normal and heroic will also drop in the time walking events, like the Primal Nether, Frozen Orb, Music Roll, Mountain of Thunder, Reigns of the Blue Proto Drake, and recipes if you have that professions. Lots of things going on with changes with the time walking event. And after tomorrow, more like Wednesday, when we actually get to play around with this, we can probably tell you a bit more about it next week. So right now, I haven't really been on the PTR, so I haven't seen how this affects us in-game, and I'm pretty sure we'll find out later. Cool. Do you guys have anything to add about this?
Not for me, other than it's cool to hear.
I might actually try to do one, but we'll see. I've been sucking at doing them. I haven't done them yet.
But there's mounts now, and toys, and pets.
No.
So
there's lots of mounts and toys and pets that I don't have that I just don't...
I know.
But I can fly tomorrow, so I can do more stuff to get toys.
Yes, tomorrow there's a lot of new and exciting things.
Indeed. So we have received confirmation. Patch 6.2.2 will be going live this week. We will get to fly tomorrow. Are you guys excited?
I am super excited. Archaeology would be so much easier.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty excited for it.
See, Blizzard actually did a poll, and I found it really interesting when I saw the results that I after I took it earlier. That kind of made me chuckle because I was not surprised by the most popular result. So the poll they put up was, and this is limited to two answers only, and the question was, travel by flying mount on Draenor will be most handy for accessing archaeology dig sites, collecting more battle pets, exploration and sightseeing, leveling alts to level 100, gathering herbs, mining or fishing, seeking out rare spawns, adventuring further into Tanan jungle, locating the remaining treasures, barrel rolls, duh, and lastly, everything? That currently is 33% of the vote.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just voted, and I didn't read the last one, and so I chose archaeology dig sites and remaining treasures. But I think everything kind of fits.
Yeah, you know what, Fandeth? I picked the exact same two you did by missing the last one because I didn't apparently finish reading it. So, yeah.
Well, I started clicking, and I'm like, okay, archaeology, yep, battle pets, yep, explosion assessing, yep, leveling almost to 100, yep, gathering herbs and mining and fishing, yep, and I'm like, oh, it's not letting me click anymore. All right, well, let me finish the list here, and I'll pick the two most important to me. So I read the entire list, and I'm like, oh, everything qualifies, there we go.
Although, my two main things that I would want flying for is archaeology and treasures.
Well, yeah. I will not lie. All of my characters that are not max archaeology will be max archaeology within a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because of the mind?
Just from the able to fly to the archaeology treasures. I also plan to take every alt to Spires of Rack and the Grand and get every one of those damn treasures. That was such a pain in my butt trying to get the entire expansion. Because there are lots of treasures. I'm like, I don't want to take a glider around Nagran trying to find the right place.
Okay, I'll admit, Nagran, I never finished due to the fact that I hated the glider part. But Aspire of Arrak, I actually had no problem. I had a little bit of problem with some of the rope ones. But for the most part, I had no problem doing any of them.
Okay, so here's my question for you there, Emma.
Okay.
Take away Aviana's feather from you. How many
I did not... At that time, I did not use Aviana's feather at all until I got to Nagrand. And I did Nagrand last. I was already kind of doing the achievement. And after dealing with the Timeless Isle and dealing with the treasures around there, I've already had kind of the taste of how to do them. See, Nagran was more with the gliders, and I apparently have really bad aim of trying to land on things, so I never finished. I just got what I needed for the 200, and I stopped.
I don't blame you at all.
Yeah. But I completed
everywhere
else. I
got what I needed
else.
For 100, and I stopped.
Well, at the time, I didn't know I only needed 100. There was only achievement for 200. 50 to 200.
Well, let's see here. Trying to think of where in the interface that would be. I think it's under exploration. Let's see. Treasures. Nope, not the right location. Oh, yeah, there's.
I am at treasure.
The alt I'm on currently is at 61 of 200. I don't know what my main is, though. But yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of, I worked hard enough to get what I needed to get before everything came out. And because I'd pretty much exhausted a lot of zones, I didn't feel it was really worth doing any more at that point. Because what was left to me was Spires of Arrak and Nagrand, which take too much time. So basically the time investment was not worth it in those instances for me to work in that realm, in that sphere of production. So
it just... Is it bad that I have the majority of Nagrand, just the ones require glider I don't have?
The problem is that I found that a lot of the ones in the Grand required a glider or some ability to get higher up in the air than you were at originally.
Yeah, for those ones, I did use the feather, and then there was a toy trinket item that goes in my bag, which should be in the toy box, that turns me into this big, giant, gray, orc-looking thing, and yes. It makes me jump really high. That one helped me out a lot.
Yeah, I don't have Viviana's feather, and I do have the ogre costume, but I didn't at the time, or the orc costume, I should say. So yeah, I mean, it just became an issue of frustration versus reward. I didn't feel the reward to get beyond the 100 was worth it at the time. I had what I needed for Draenor Pathfinder, and that was good for me. But you know, we're talking heavily about flying. But there are a lot of things coming in this patch. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff coming. There will be mercenary mode. So I think that is really exciting. I think a lot of people who PvP on one faction or the other are long since frustrated by the fact that they don't seem to have the numbers that the other side does. This will make it so that pretty much you should have no problem getting into a PvP group going forward. And I'm kind of agreeing with the people I've heard basically express their thoughts that this should be something to be available for PvE as well as PvP. You should be able to use this type of thing.
Alright, I have a quick question. What is mercenary mode?
Basically, if your queue time for PvP is long, you can dress up, so to speak, as somebody from the other side. So if your alliance and your faction is the heavy side on your server, you can put on a mask, much like Ben Brode character does in the Horde Garrison, much like we do at Halloween time, or Hallow's End, I should say. And pretend you are an orc a blood elf.
So it's like, why can't I think of the dungeon? I'm looking it up.
Caverns of Time?
One of the Caverns of Time's one, which old Hillsbury Foothill, I think it is.
They really, all of them really can, you know, have the ability to change
but usually,
the person's appearance.
If you're a horde, or a race that wasn't out at that time, they would change you. Because I know I played my DK, and all of a sudden, I'm, like, supposed to be normal. Well, I'm a Draenei, so I'm a human-type thing, not looking like a DK.
Correct.
So it's kind of like that item. So they always had the technology of doing this. They just
definitely
needed to.
I don't know how deep the illusion goes. I don't know if I'm in that dungeon and I'm facing off against you, Emma, and you are disguised. I don't know if it's like Ben Brode. It's just a paper mask on the face, or if it's actually you appear as the race you are dressed up as, or you're illusioned as.
I would say you would appear as the illusion as, so people don't get confused.
I would think so too, but that's one thing I haven't looked at. If somebody in our chat room knows and wants to share, feel free to. But I assume they've thought that far ahead at this point. It's an interesting system, but I would also like a lot of the cross-faction barriers to drop. Like for my horde monk, who has nearly 50,000 gold, to really contribute to my mule. Especially when we already have cross-faction auction houses, and therefore there is little reason why I can't transfer money from my horde to my alliance, and vice versa.
In the past, you could mail BOAs to the cross-faction.
You can
do BOAs across different servers as well.
BOAs across servers, cross-faction, whatever. Gold and non-BOA items you cannot transfer cross-faction. Which is incredibly frustrating.
Except for auction house.
But you can't buy from yourself.
Oh.
When I needed to get some gold over to my horde character, I actually had to use an intermediary. Which was incredibly frustrating.
I thought we used to be able to do that on the neutral auction house, though.
Nope.
It's just, you're paying a hefty price.
You cannot buy from a character on your own account.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I had two accounts, that's why.
It can't even be on the same BattleNet account.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To my knowledge, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bimini just asked a question. Will there still be no flying allowing during the Draenor starting quest line?
That's a very good question.
Because technically what it states is as long as you have a character level 90 and is in Draenor, they will allow flying. But that whole area is phased.
Yeah, I agree with, and I know this is hard to imagine. Please, you know, check with your doctors if I'm giving you a heart attack here. I agree with the War Chief. I believe because it's likely instanced, and we don't actually, like, I'm not going through that and seeing somebody who's now at level 100 going through and doing the Tanan intro quests. I can't go to Lion's Watch in the intro quest. So as it's instanced, I doubt you'll be able to fly there.
But here, what about the trick of going in the Timeless Isle, taking the seat, and getting into Draenor that way? Would you be able to fly right away?
Absolutely. It's the fact that whole experience is instanced, that you're not actually in Tanan Jungle as we know it now. I believe that would make it so you can't fly there, because that would trivialize beyond even what it is, that would trivialize the area. And Bimini, no need to apologize. That's a good question, and I know that you're not the only person who's wondered that. I assume Blizzard has put that into the testing and the PTR. At the very least, they probably had some of their people go to test that just to see if it was possible. I believe they wouldn't want that to be, so I'd be surprised if it was able to be done.
Here's the thing. I still have two alts that have not gone to Draenor. They're level 90. Tomorrow, I'll check to see if my tomb can fly, my main. If my main can fly, I'll track my lower alts that are in Draenor if they can fly. Then I'll bring those ones over and see if they can fly in there. And then I'll let everyone know next Monday.
Or you can watch on Twitter, and I'm sure she'll...
I might need a little bit of reminders.
So tomorrow, when you see the servers come up, please message Lady_Emma on Twitter and remind her she needs to go check that out.
After 4:30 Pacific time, preferably, as I'm out of data on my phone.
And that is 4:30 a.m. Pacific time, or 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time?
P.M. Pacific time. 4:30 p.m. Blizzard time.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Blizzard time. 4 a.m. Blizzard time. Tomorrow, please do message Lady Emma.
No, obviously, actually, my phone's on Do Not Disturb mode, so I won't hear it.
Oh, and one thing I want to mention, I mentioned this on Twitter, I want to mention it here as well, completely off topic from the patch, but I noticed on iOS that Blizzard released a new version of the Authenticator. It seems like there's going to be some really good changes to recovering a lost authenticator. It'll actually be synced up with your iCloud. But before you update the current authenticator, make sure you save out your codes that will be used to recover so that you can actually recover in case something happens. So, just a PSA.
Good advice. I probably wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, do not want to be the person who one of the many people who have to call Blizzard Customer Service because you forgot to get those codes. I've already gotten a screenshot of those for myself, so that if I need to, I can always, always do that.
I have a spare authenticator on my iPad, so I probably could just go over there because it's the same codes.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. So, other things in the patch, other than Mercenary Mode and Flying, you already mentioned that the bonus events will be starting on Wednesdays, not Fridays now.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Hearthstone doing the Brawl starting on Wednesday and going to the Brawl only goes till Sunday, doesn't it?
I think it's just that they heard the people, like our own Emma here, complaining that they didn't have time, they're too busy on the weekends, and they just wanted to add them a little bit earlier in the week to give people more of a chance to do that.
Because Thursdays nights, I don't do anything, and that would be a perfect day for me to do them.
Awesome.
And then I can do them Thursdays and Mondays after podcasting.
So, here's something that I actually want to mention a little bit. So, you remember how MMO Champion and other sites had data mined costumes for Peppy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And people have been wondering since that patch came out when those would happen?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When do we usually get costumes?
Halloween.
So why would we think we'd get a costume for this bird that I still have yet to even see in my garrison?
I'll show him after the show.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Why would anybody think we'd have this costume before? Like, I've seen people complaining about this, and I keep thinking, like, why are you complaining about this? Why are you expecting this to be available? It's a costume. Why would we have costumes before Halloween? That said, we will have some new costumes this year. It'll be a costume set for Deathwing as well as Edwin Van Cleef, according to data mining. We don't know for sure, though. There will be a coin of many faces, and I love that. Just going to say, anybody who's a Game of Thrones fan will also love that, I'm sure. As well as Minion of Grumpus, which is another mount, which basically looks like a Yeti. There'll be new stuff for the toy box. The Safari Hat will become a toy box item. Hopefully, no longer in the Leapin' Mail. And the Shard of the Arkstone is now a toy as well.
And the Throbbing Blood Orb that we were talking about that turns you into that orc person, that becomes a toy, which is awesome! It's like, yay, it's out of my bag, and my bag has more room!
Well, speaking of bags and room, there are two new collection achievements. Lord of the Rains, we're obtaining 300 mounts, and Crashin' Thrashin' Commander for collecting 200 toys. How far off are you guys from that?
For mounts, I'm apparently at 241, and my toy box is at 116.
I'm at 193 mounts, and I'm at 100 toys. I'm far off.
I'm just looking at my Battle.net here.
I'm looking forward to the day that they finally add tabards to the collections interface. Since they have toys that actually do things, I see no reason why they can't add taverns.
Ooh, they could even add a tab for my tier closet.
That's something that they've hinted to, making a more Diablo-esque.
I understand that, but I still want a tier closet where all the tier that I've collected. So, because LFR tier, once LFR is gone, you can't get that coloring again. It's gone.
Oh.
So, it's like, the first tier. Well, I believe that is gone unless you get it on the Black Auction House.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the fact that, so to me, a tier closet for people who have that tier set still would be awesome. But then again, I think a bit of player housing so I can have my tier kind of hanging around a room. But then again, I'm a female and clothes and transmog. It's very important.
Yeah, I'm rather amused. I only have 141 mounts.
Well.
So not even at the halfway mark on that one. Though I'm pretty sure I'm not far off from an actual achievement that gives me another mount. Which is like, it's sort of like the guy who offers you the drugs and says, hey, if you smoke these 10 joints, I'll give you the 11th for free.
This is
a family-friendly podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, and anybody who doesn't who's young enough to not have to know about that won't understand the message.
So I'm 9 mounts away from the 250 achievement, and that means I need to collect another 50.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Yeah. So you already talked about the new time walking rewards, right?
Some of them. I didn't get into most of the itty-bitty gritty detail, like what the toys are and what they do. But the gist of new toys, new mounts, buying pets, and transmog armor, heirloom armor, and all the fun stuff.
So Toasty just linked something on BlizzPro where somebody had asked, any chance of allowing us to enter older LFRs for mod gear? Some recolors are awesome. And Watcher replied saying, yes, we're working on a solution for that. So that's great news.
Absolutely.
It's something on the radar.
I could totally see it where they kind of did with Molten Core, where they scale everyone to that level. And then it'll be the Molten Core fiasco all over again.
Or just allow you to change difficulty to LFR. I don't know.
Well, if they change it to LFR, LFR is the new flex.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that a quote from Watcher is from May. Just so you're aware of that. And I have 93 toys. That's pitiful. I get on that.
How did they get it?
Even if that was from May, I mean, they didn't announce everything that's coming in the next expansion at Gamescom.
There's
going to be plenty of juicy morsels for those of you that are going to BlizzCon.
Which I can't wait to hear all the news. I'm so excited.
Sorry, you say you're so excited? You just can't fight it?
Exactly. Now I got the song stuck in my head.
Do you think you like it? Do you really think you like it?
No, I'm going to be horrible and miserable, especially with this goodie bag that I'm getting. I freaked out on the weekend. I really freaked out. Okay, so I went to go on the Blizzard gear store to buy my goodie bag, and I couldn't find it. I could not find it anywhere on the store.
Let me guess, you weren't logged in.
No, I was logged in, but I started freaking out. Then I went to my shopping cart. It was in there. So, yeah, I had difficulty finding it on the Blue Store. So I thought, oh no, they sold out. They're not giving it out to anyone anymore. No one can buy it. No.
There will come a time when they are sold out.
I know. That's why I was freaking out. And I'm like, I gotta buy it now. Stole my boyfriend's credit card while he was sleeping. Kids, don't do that at home.
Hindsight, 2020.
I did let him know once he woke up that I stole his credit card. So, don't worry. He knew about it. He's fully aware. I did technically get his permission.
Kids?
After.
Please, ask first. It is not true, the saying, that it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission. Ask permission first.
Yes, please. Definitely do that. My boyfriend loves me so much that he wanted to make me happy. So this was my only online thing he allowed me to buy. And trust me, there's this awesome loot crate coming up that I really, really want. But the loot bag was worth more to me.
All right. As I was about to say, since before Emma tried to rudely interrupt me, because she likes to think she's important and all that stuff.
I am definitely a VIP person.
Okay. You're a VIP. Okay.
Yes.
So the three toys you can get through your time walking currency is Hourglass of Eternity. You'll probably remember that one. Will of Northrend, and the Mark of the Ashtongue. If you don't remember those items, I'm sorry. You really should. They are very important.
I know one of the toys, because I did a little research on it. Well, it's an item. I don't know if it's going to be a toy. It should be a toy. Ever-Switching Mirrors, which switches you from Draenor to Outlands. Now, I don't know if that just makes it look like it's kind of an overlay of the Outlands Iron thing, or you actually teleport from Outlands to Draenor, depending on where you are. Because I think that would be cool. If it actually kind of teleports you into the exact same location. So if I'm by the Black Temple and it pours me into Draenor, which I can't think of the temple in Draenor right now.
Really?
The temple of Taribor.
Caribor?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. So, sorry, I got distracted by Toasty because he tweeted us. If you talk to Lorewalker Han in Mop area, he is a Raid Finder storyteller, and he allows you to do LFR, like Mop LFR.
Really?
Yeah. He was saying in chat that he can access Mop LFR. Yeah. That is cool. I didn't know that.
Okay, I'm on an alt, but I'm heading there right now. Because I think that's so cool. Because I remember trying to queue for Dragon Soul, and I couldn't queue for Dragon Soul, because
if there's LFR for pre-mob, but this is specifically for mob.
So what's his name? Lorewalker, is it Lorewalker Shin?
He tweeted us. You can check it out after the show.
Okay. Oh, and you can queue for scenarios, too.
Sweet.
So.
Sorry to derail, but that was exciting. That's cool.
No, thank you, Toasty. That actually makes my day. So the people who want to get the achievements for scenarios that miss them can totally still get them.
That's awesome. And very important.
It is, because some of those achievements give you toys.
They do, apparently. Very important. Thank you, Toasty. You know.
So what do we have next?
One second here. I'm trying to pull something up here. Come on, why is this not working here? One second, guys.
So, yeah, because I was on my DK, and I just heard to Shrine of Seven Stars. So I did get check it out, and I did kind of click on after what Toasty said, and it does.
Always good to have new information and make sure we're giving the correct information.
Thank you very much, Toasty. And then there is Gildina? Inna? Says there's there is a high elf outside Dragon Soul that you can talk to him to run that one too. This is good to know. I am totally going to be, like, running LFR for tier sets, because some of the coloring is really nice.
I think Toasty just tweeted that out, too, at the same time, just after. That is super cool.
Oh, I am totally favoring these, Toasty. Hold on. Make sure I'm on the right account. I'm not on the right account. Medros, I favored some stuff on our account.
Gas.
We totally got derailed hard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to move on to the next topic then, even though you flagged it. But I kind of touched on this earlier, but I've started playing Hearthstone a lot. So the ranked play for August ends tonight. So you have to hit rank 20 before tomorrow to get the card back. I'm hoping that that's going to be my first card back. And I believe the card back for the September season showed up somewhere on the Twitter or something like that today.
I didn't notice that. Hey, Emma?
Mm-hmm?
Just curiosity. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide. I'm about to lose just cause.
Yes, because I am so excited for tomorrow. And now that I've found out about these LFRQ things, which I don't know why they haven't advertised it, is awesome. Thank you, Toasty. And yeah, I'm happy. I'm so excited.
All right. Did you find what the new card back will be?
No, like I said, I saw it at some point today, but I saw a lot of things today.
You're just all over the internet today, I guess, eh?
Yeah, I was trying to work, but, you know, stuff happened.
September's ranked card back is Exodar's Exodus.
Well, there you go.
So, Draenei-themed. Which is pretty awesome, gotta say.
So, I'm hoping that as of August and on, I can hit rank 20 every season. That's my goal. It doesn't take much, so...
Okay, so I have one question.
Hi.
Do I have to win?
Yes.
I'm out.
Why?
I suck at it. I cannot win.
I'm in the same boat with you, Medros.
Like I said, my buddy Zoo helped me, gave me some advice. There's lots of places you can go for advice, and you have cards that you... from packs that you bought, so a little bit more advanced than I was when I started. You just have to, like, for my mage deck that I have, I just have to get to level 20 to unlock all the cards and to be able to do brawls. And oh wait, no, that's brawls, that's not ranked play. You can do, I don't know, I think you have to be level 20 to do ranked as well. I don't know for sure. I don't remember. There's also a guy that did a video series basically on strategy for different classes. It's called Trump Basic Teachings. And the guy is Trump.
I don't like Trump. Trump is just... I don't think they're doing a regular election campaign.
Oh, really? Oh, no, not that Trump.
Oh, okay.
Ah! I'll post this in chat, actually, because I read the mage one, like, and it suggests a mage control deck, and it's basically start off with as many low, or with a couple low minions, and you basically want to just clear the board, keep the board clear, and then you can focus on attacking the guy. And my last match that I did, I pointed out two mistakes that I made. Toasty was watching me, and I knew that I made them, but I'm learning from my mistakes and learning to hopefully not make those mistakes, but at least I can identify that I'm making them, and I'm actually doing pretty good. The Uther guy that I played, I think I beat him by turn 6 or 7. So I'm being able to kill people or defeat people rather early.
Cool.
So I'm having a lot of fun, and it sucks when you lose a bunch of games, but if you can build a deck, and there's tons of guides online that show you good decks that work, or you could look at what some of the pros do. It depends on the bracket too. Like, as you change brackets, it gets they change the way they play, but yeah, I definitely recommend checking it out because it's helped me a lot.
Hey, Emma, you said you're missing your cold weather or your warm weather, but I thought you hated the heat.
No, I love the heat. I've always stated I love the heat. We were suffering a drought here. And you can go on past recordings. I have always loved the heat. So it's really, really cold. I need some green fire right now.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We cannot give you green fire.
But I have green fire.
It's too dry out there. I'm sorry. It's too much drought.
No, it's been raining since Saturday.
Sorry, it's too dry. I'm sorry. Hey, it's back on rails here.
All right.
So, Hellfire Citadel is now open completely to all wings and all levels. Yay. I will continue to not do any raiding this expansion.
All right, and to let people know who have their legendary rings, no, you cannot get anything off of Archimonde. Or Archimode, whatever you want to call him.
Archimonde.
He does not drop the item that you need. You have to do it in normal or in heroic. So, I'm sorry you can't upgrade your ring going through LFR.
Okay, say it after me. Arc.
Archimonde.
Arc.
Arc.
Imonde.
Imonde.
Archimonde. There we go. We're getting there. Slowly but surely, we'll teach you how to say everything in-game, Emma.
Yay!
All right. So, tell us about these stats that you found posted over on MMO Champion there, fan.
Sure. Whenever there's kind of a drought for news, which is really funny because we just had announcements for the next expansion, and we have a new patch coming with flying, but there hasn't been a super lot of news, but MMO Champion likes to scrape the armory and figure out different stats, and their latest thing is character weights, or like who rolls what characters, what genders, etc. Very interesting to see, like, for instance, if you're rolling an orc or a dwarf or an undead or a tauren, there's a very good chance that you're probably rolling a male character. Whereas if it's like Pandaren is probably the one that's the closest, where it's 50-50 split. And then Draenei, Night Elf, there's slightly more females than males. Interesting stats just to see who rolls what. I know, like, most of my characters are males, except I have a female troll, and I have a female night elf. And then there's further things, distributions, where they weight it. So more people play humans than any other race in the game. Least people play a female dwarf, and looks like the least people overall play goblins.
Well, once you goblin starting area, you tend not to want to do it again.
Were you
especially
knocking?
Now that you have the chopper, that is the heirloom chopper. Because that was the neat part about the goblin starting area, is you get to, you know, ride around in a car.
And then there were some other ones that I had seen some other posts previously, but I didn't actually record those in the notes. So it was like a week ago that I saw it, so I don't completely remember what they are. But this is a more distribution of male versus female of each class. It's just interesting stats to look at to see how people play the game, basically.
Yeah, like, I wasn't surprised by these numbers at all. It was pretty much what I expected, and I kind of put that in the show notes. Basically, the races with overall sexier female versions have a higher female-to-male ratio, Whereas others, like dwarves and orcs and taurens, who don't have that high of a attractiveness value, I guess, to their female characters, have a lower one. I mean, unfortunately, we are, you know, we are not all eager to play the not-so-attractive female characters. There are some, for sure, but I think it takes, from my perspective, more to play an attractive female character versus, you know, if I was going to play a female, I'd probably want to play a Draenei, probably not a gnome or a dwarf, to be honest.
I'm just going to put my two cents there. All my tunes are females. I do not play a male tune in any shape, way, or form. Because I like my female tunes. Also, back in the day, when females weren't very well known in World of Warcraft, it was kind of like awesome. People were like, oh my god, you're a female? And you play World of Warcraft? It was awesome back then. This is like in 2004, FYI. It was so much fun.
I have to say that my favorite female character is the Pandaren. I think they're so cute. I love them.
The female Pandaren are very cute.
Adorable.
I wish they did a better job of the female Worgen, though. Like, I think the male Worgen look awesome. The female Worgen, they kind of look funny. They don't look like a Worgen. So I think
it's hard.
Yeah. And I found I didn't really like the dwarf's female character model update.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the updates, like even the female gnomes, look like they need sleep badly. I know they've lessened it because it was really bad, but they still need more sleep. I don't know if they just stay up all night afraid that they're going to get punted by people.
No comment. All right. Go ahead.
Well, we've already talked about the Time Warp badges. So that is going to be awesome. But there are some things that we didn't mention when this patch goes live tomorrow. I know, we missed out some stuff.
Gasp.
I know. For the people who are on the Legendary Quest for their alts, for Apexi crystals, you can exchange them for the stone clusters and elemental runes to get yourself further along the quest line. You can't buy the tomes at this point in time, but hey, they might allow it. So if you're stuck on an alt or even your main and you just haven't had time to do LFR or whatever reason, you can still buy those crystals. Now remember, once this expansion is gone, they're probably going to do the same thing that they did with the cloak. So that means those rings, legendary rings, will be no longer attainable. And I guess we've talked about BlizzCon, how there's going to be a boost to level 100 later on next expansion comes out. So people who have been playing, or let's say got bored of Warlords or something and they don't have level 100s, or they want to be on a different server and all that, there will be a boost to level 100. There will also be a Fail Stalker achievement for the Collector's Edition, for the Collector Edition mount. And one for the collector edition pet.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I'm actually very curious whether the pet mount or the pet for BlizzCon is gonna be available in game once the patch goes live.
I don't think it's, well, that is a good question. I don't think the BlizzCon pet will. I think it will be the day of BlizzCon is when we'll get the pet.
What have they done in the past?
That's what I'm trying to remember, and I want to say it was day of the convention.
Well, I mean, BlizzCon, last year's pet had nothing to do with Overwatch, so And it looks like the Gromlok pet became available. It looks like it was definitely before the convention. I recall that.
Like, I thought we got the codes when we got our tickets to print out.
See, I know mine was linked to my account last year. So as soon as, I'm pretty sure the day that it was the first day of BlizzCon is when I got it.
Did we get the code for the pet on our, with our badge?
No, because I recall I already had the pet when I got to BlizzCon.
I think maybe that was the year before that we got. Yeah.
Yeah, the first year had a card in with our goodie bags.
Yeah. I could probably. Yes, because I took a picture of it and sent it to Thurlick.
Yeah.
So, well,
I see a video here on YouTube that said from October 31st saying the pet was now available. So it would seem that that would probably be when it went live, but I can't say for certain. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, and I am definitely looking forward to getting my new Mercadin. That's gonna be fun.
Other than the fact that my real life is gonna be super busy this next couple of months, Medros, how busy are we gonna be busy in game in September?
We have the Dark Moon Fair coming on from the 6th to the 13th. We have Pirates Day, which is also Anstickney's birthday, on September 19th.
Talk like a pirate day.
Indeed.
Talk like a pirate day.
It is a Yarfield day of the year. And then falling right on the heels of Pirate Day, we have Brewfest, which goes from September 20th to October 6th, as well as the Harvest Festival, which starts September 21st and goes to 28th. That's going to be a lot of stuff going on in a very short period of time, guys. And then there's upcoming World of Warcraft tournaments at GCD TV and ESL WoW in Europe.
Spoiler alert, I should have all three beer that I have on the go right now bottled by then.
Cool.
Yay.
So they are adding things to the Hallow End. Apparently we are taking on the Bone Fleet with four new quests. The Calling the Crew, Smashing the Squashling, Mutiny on the Bone Ship, and Foul Fertilizers. So four new quests, yay! There is a reference to a special skybox for Shadowmoon Valley, the Hallow's End skybox. Many new, apparently, Wintervale and Hallow End items will be adding, including items that will let you dress up your garrison guards for the holiday. And Peppy got a Halloween costume, which we talked about earlier. And then you mentioned the new costumes. What else is there? There's so much things. Pirate Day also gets a big bag of booty. Toss a huge bag of gold that will explode into smaller piles of gold that can be looted. 10-second cooldown. So, yay! More gold for everyone!
Yeah, it'll play the coppers.
Well, it says gold, so... Piles of gold. Okay, so it might be so one or two gold.
It'll go away in the morning.
No, that's Leprechaun Gold Hunt.
Okay.
All right. For the Brewfest, what's new is a pet, which teaches you how to summon a companion, a stout of Ailmental. A Brewfest banner will be a toy. And the Steamworks Sausage Grill, which is also a toy. Sausage Grill that increases spirits of those nearby by 4 and allows to cook. So it's kind of like a cooking fire and all that. The Harvest.
I miss the Brewfest stuns. I really do. Why can't we have more of those?
Is there a purple one? Purple fire or purple mug?
Brewfest stun.
Yeah, there's a purple one. Yeah, I have the purple one somewhere.
What's it called?
It would be in the Feet of Strengths.
It's not a toy, is it?
No, it's not a toy.
It's the overflowing purple Brewfest Stein.
That's ridiculous. These should be toys. We should riot.
And I'm trying to find out where it is, and I'm on the wrong character, so it's probably not showing. The other thing is the Harvest Festival will have Anxious Spirit Shards, Felorn Spirit Shard, Peaceful Spirit Shards, and Vengeful Spirit Shards. And it's basically to feel the emotions of the departed spirits. So that should be
purple, green, blue, and yellow.
Yeah.
And I orange. I thought there was one
we need
orange.
More. No. Just four.
So there is a lot of things that we can get. So much. It's going to be a huge, huge, busy, busy month.
Yep.
And I might need reminders of these events, so tweet me almost every day saying, hey, don't forget to do this, because sadly our garrisons normally don't give us a warning.
And remember, you're tweeting her at 4:30 a.m. tomorrow to ask her about flying on alts in the instanced area.
I'd like to let you know that there is actually a tweet reminder service, Emma. We want to look into that.
I probably do. All right, so you guys like gear, right? Like Blizzard gear stuff?
No.
No?
I don't like a shirts because they never fit.
I don't like spending money.
Ah.
Because well, you're saving for a wedding.
Yeah.
Which Medros has been in that boat. So he feels your pain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bought a big, huge sword.
Hey,
and I had
that
to
was via donation.
I had to just cut myself off from cussing. Oops.
Well, apparently, if you use the code WOHEAD10 in the Blizzard Gear Shop, you get 10% off of your Blizzard Gear purchase. And this code is valid until October 1st. So you have a whole month to do this. Now, I attempted to try this for when I was getting the Blizzard Loot goodie bag. And it didn't allow me. It told me it does not work. So it apparently works on all the other Blizzard gear except for the bag. Now, there is going to be new products available. You got Hearthstone cupcake shirts for men and women, Hearthstone's compass shirts, Hearthstone journal, Hearthstone scarf, Hearthstone canvas wall hanging, some Blizzard arts for the expansion packs. So you can have wall hangings for that. And
I do like the canvas prints. They look pretty cool.
They do. And there'll probably be many, many more items that you can get. And I just read a blue post that says, under terms and conditions, Blizzard has stated that the code does not work on the goodie bag and a few other items like the statues. So it does not work on the statues.
Hmm.
So, but it should work for everything else, and I think definitely for the clothes. I have to say the Hearthstone scarf kind of looks cute.
It is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. So there's lots of new merchandise. And, you know, if you want my address, just ask me on Twitter. And I'm gladly give you my address for all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Just saying. I know it won't happen, but I gotta just put it out there.
So, Emma, where do you live?
I live in Vancouver, and the address is not telling you at this point in time on live chat, because I don't want stalkers.
All right, well,
but you'll tell.
Vandiff, let's move along, and how about you tell us a little bit about something that got leaked today?
Sure, I don't remember. I think it was a tweet that I saw this in. There was the WoW movie trailer. Not WoW. I'm sorry. The Warcraft movie trailer. Part of it was shown somewhere and it got leaked. There's it's not very great quality, but it's still it's something to look at and cool information.
And you can find it on MMO Champion. That is where
It survives.
It's been posted, yes. I'm linking it to the chat room right now so that people can click on that link. But I don't think it's any different than what we've already seen.
I think this is actually different than what we saw. Also, I did note that it looks like this is actually a private screening copy. Because there's a overlay, a watermark on it.
Yeah.
And I believe it's actually also in Russian. The video that's posted is dubbed in Russian, which is quite interesting. And I suspect somebody's probably going to be in a lot of trouble.
I suspect that nobody's going to get caught for it.
Yeah.
It'll probably be down in a couple days, or in a day, though.
Well, I was just surprised it's still up.
Well, it got posted. I saw it elsewhere, and now it's on YouTube, so.
I saw it on MMO Champion early this morning at 5:40-something a.m.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised it's still up as well. I would have thought it'd been taken down by now, but maybe
they should just release the trailer now to everybody.
That'd be a theory.
Maybe this is their way of leaking it out to everyone.
No.
If they were behind this, they would have just said so.
No, not if they're trying to make a big deal out of it.
If they really wanted it out, then they would release a quality version of it. These leaks are not sanctioned by anybody. It's Legendary, right? Legendary would not want to release something that's super low quality like that.
Well, then they should. They should get on that.
Their marketing team would. No. No.
I agree. All right. So our second sponsor of the show is the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, and of course, they have books written by awesome authors. And one of those awesome books is the one we have today. So it's written by an author who we probably all heard of, and it's a book we probably all heard of or read before. So let's listen to a bit of a sample of it now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Aragorn sped on up the hill. Every now and again he bent to the ground. Hobbits go light, and their footprints are not easy, even for a ranger to read. But not far from the top a spring crossed the path, and in the wet earth he saw what he was seeking. "I read the signs aright," he said to himself. Frodo ran to the hilltop. I wonder what he saw there. But he returned by the same way and went down the hill again. Aragorn hesitated. He desired to go to the high seat himself, hoping to see there something that would guide him in his perplexities. But time was pressing. Suddenly he leapt forward and ran to the summit, across the great flagstones and up the steps. Then, sitting in the high seat, he looked out, but the sun seemed darkened.
So that, as you may have guessed, is The Two Towers. It is written, of course, by J.R.R. Tolkien, narrated by Rob Inglis. You can find that and over 180,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATABook. That's bit.ly/ATABook. And we thank them for sponsoring the show. Now, let's give something away, shall we?
Sounds like an awesome possum idea.
Awesome possum, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Totally. All right. Shower trivia time. Woo. Please
so
note.
Let's all get in Emma's shower so she can give us a trivia question and we can try and all guess it.
Last time we had shower trivia, I think Emma was in the shower.
I think so. I think so. So,
please note, all answers must be submitted in the chat channel. Answers submitted via PM will not be eligible for prizes. Now, if it's in my shower when you give me the answer, that might be eligible too. But it has to be my shower.
Okay.
All right, the question...
The entire chat room must get into Emma's shower right now before we can ask the question. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, Emma, what's your address again?
Yeah, we all
it
have to
is...
shower.
It is something 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 Cat Lane.
Cat Lane.
Cat Lane. I think you're lying, but okay.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so question is, how did Illidan come in possession of the Warglaives? And more detailed the answer is better than a quick answer. I'm just going to put that out there. So more detail you put into it on the actual real answer, I will pick that over the first one I see.
Also, I'd like to point out, nobody ever said that Emma was going to be in her shower. Chief Vulgin says, a legendary quest. That is not correct. Though, I mean, I suppose it was legendary of sorts. Toshi says, a garrison mission. No, garrisons did not exist at the time, sir. I think you are thinking a little too close to the present day.
Yes. And the thoughts on this whole thing, which I already kind of told Medros and Fandeth earlier, was originally I was watching Blizzard Watch, and they had Nimrod's head there. And I was thinking, oh, I should do a trivia question to do with Nimrod's head. And then I'm like, okay, that's working on Legendary there, but I'm working on Legendary also in the blank. Black Temple for my alts to get the Warglaives. Huh. I want to know more about this Warglaive. So I kind of started going into research once I'm out of the shower so I don't kill thing. And I think we have an answer.
We do have an answer. And for the...
It is missing one part, though, that I'm looking for. Oh, never mind. I read it. I had to reread it. Nope, it is everything that I'm kind of looking for.
So, Toasty, for the fourth time since we began giving these codes away, wins a another loot code. Basically, he's got like a year of curse time at this point. So
pretty much, he's lucky. Okay, so the answer was, Illidan came in possession of the Warglaives by killing
Azanoth, the Doomguard, commander of the Burning Legion during the War of the Ancients.
Yes.
To speed that process up there.
Yeah. I only had issues with the one name. So congrats, Toasty.
Speaking of the War of the Ancients, I found my War of the Ancients book.
Cool.
Ooh, have you started reading it?
No. I was cleaning yesterday and I'm like, oh, hey, I have two WoW books. Look at that. I don't know what the other one is. It's red. I can see it from my desk.
And yes, way over there. Yes, Toasty, according to my records, you have won now four times since we began giving out these codes. And yes, I'm Erlina makes a very good point. I'm glad you didn't actually say the full name of the item. That would kind of give it away.
I know. That's why I didn't.
I edited that part out today.
Oh, did you?
No.
The Warglaives of Bob the Demon.
Everyone's Bob name lives. Is Bob.
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 Yeah, his name is Bob. Have you guys ever seen Bob?
Yeah, I love Bob. Bob's the best person in the whole wide world.
Well, for a
Bob's
demon.
Bob's your uncle.
What? I missed something.
Anyways, let's move on to our question of the week. How do you plan to enjoy BlizzCon virtually, in person, or reading blogs, and will you get your get the goodie bag? I believe the answer last week was... for me, it was in person, and yes. For both of you, via stream, and yes. Correct?
Yes, and I finally, like I said, bought the goodie bag while having a minor heart attack.
Awesome. So, Emma, why don't you start with our first Twitter reply?
Stone Whale Challenge said, in person, I'm a BlizzCon virgin.
And Tibber replied with, surrounded by Blizz gamers, you'll love it. Bring a bag, a battery extender for your phone, and shoes you can walk in all day. Very good advice. Also, bring drugs in case you catch a cold, because it's cold inside the con.
It is surprisingly cold inside of that convention center, yes.
And as I've been to a lot of conventions, also bring some sort of deodorant, antiperspirant, because we love to give hugs, but we like good smelling hugs.
I think
deodorant's pretty much a life skill.
Yeah, I think if you apply that at the beginning of the day, you shouldn't need it at the actual con.
You'd be surprised. Some people need it throughout, multiple times.
I won't disagree there. Do we have a second answer from Tyber there?
So, yeah, the first one was just a reply.
Oh,
the what?
Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
So Tyber also, after that, said, barring some real life disaster, I'll be attending BlizzCon in person. My third.
Haster says, virtually wearing a comfy nightshirt and having pizza delivered to my apartment.
Emma. Okay. Zool. Virtually taking notes so I can podcast about it. And yes, I got the goodie bag. Can't wait.
Greg says, got the virtual ticket and ordered the swag bag. Being in the UK, pretty much the only way without selling a car. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. Coming from Canada, it's probably about a $2,000 trip for me. So I could just imagine from the UK.
Yeah, not cheap for sure.
That's including food and drinking, but, you know.
And plenty of the second. A little of the first. Joe Brum says, virtual ticket is mine, and so is the goodie bag when it ships. Looking forward to it.
The Gnome Dwarf. I will be getting in my car and heading off to work to pay bills. I have to enjoy in your...
Enjoy it.
Vicariously. Vicariously. Through you guys. Hashtag enjoy.
Horflick replied with, being over here in Aussie land, it's going to be nothing but virtual ticket for me and of whatever ATA has to offer. Cheers.
And I said, hopefully Haster, Lady Emma, and Fandeth and others can do the Dawnforge coverage proud.
And I replied, I'll be there late on Friday, but we'll be there all Saturday.
That reminds me, I have to take Friday off of work so that I can be there to watch it.
My coworker took that Friday off.
Do things.
Does your coworker always take that Friday off? You think you'd get ahead of that?
No, last time I had to take my cat to the vet because he lost his manhood.
All right, moving along. Will Seiler says, in person. Thanks, Toasty.
Woo.
Jobin, by drowning you guys in alcohol. Woot! Drinking!
I don't want to drown in alcohol, thank you. I will imbibe a little bit. What's that?
I was... just continuing on, it's okay.
Go ahead.
Bimini, my favorite Horde warrior, says, heck yes, I'll be there.
And Stephen Thomas says, unfortunately, thanks to Gamescom, I already know everything I wanted to know. The one thing left I kind of want is the overpriced pet. That, unfortunately, given Warlords of Draenor, I found the last one's name, BlizzCon, surprisingly appropriate. And I have a comment on that, but let's finish our up here. Go ahead, Emma.
War Chief Vulden, who slipped his answer in by a hair of cutoff. Because I caught it just before the show. I can speak here. I play to enjoy the spiritually... I can't do it today. I cannot do Chief Vulden. I am sorry. I'm not doing you proud.
Do you want me to
Yeah, do it. Sorry, I lost my chiefness.
I play to enjoy it spiritually. Do the Loan Visions. trop de loin, Bichons.
All right, so one of our followers, it's Draken Red, was the one who made the comment about BlizzCon. And I'll, we have a new answer from WoW in the Details on Twitter. Says, just read WoWhead recap, most likely, was their answer. But I did want to kind of comment a little bit on what was said about BlizzCon. I'm not sure what Draken Red was expecting out of BlizzCon last year. I went, and I didn't feel like I had been conned, and I don't know anybody who went who did feel like they were conned. We got an announcement of a really awesome game. We got an amazing 10-year anniversary event, and I personally had a lot of fun. Did you have fun, fam?
I sure did. Last year was so much better than the first year I went. I enjoyed last year so much more.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both learned from year one, so did Toasty, and it made last year better, I for me at least. I know I enjoyed it.
And Spudmax, the other guy that was rooming with us, he had a lot of fun too. He really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not a representative of Blizzard. I'm sad to hear that you felt that it was that you got conned out of something, or it was a con of some sort. It was, I enjoyed it, and hopefully in time Blizzard can build back up that level of trust with you, I guess. But yeah, that's just my thoughts, I guess. All right, so next week's question, you want to cover that there, fan?
Sure. What have you enjoyed with patch 6.2.2? And we can't answer that yet because we don't have 6.2.2.
But I am going
to answer anyways. I'm going to answer anyways and say I can fly around and do archaeology and cap that because I haven't hit level 700 on archaeology.
I'm going to predict 700? For Medros. I want to predict for him.
Okay.
I'm going to predict that Medros is going to be like, "Wee, I can fly! I can fly!"
I'm going to predict from Emma.
That was me, wasn't it?
I'm going to predict for Emma here. Is there more kitties?
Sadly, there's no more kitties. There's no kitties this patch coming up. It makes me sad.
So this is disappointing. My archaeology is actually already at 700. The only thing that isn't at 700 on my main character is tailoring.
Just make a lot of bags.
I'll still do archaeology.
Yeah, doesn't hurt.
Because I kind of enjoy it. And I like getting new things.
And there's pets and heirlooms and tons of things that you can get this thing. And then if your garrison's level 3, you got a showroom depending on the quest, so I can't wait.
Yep.
I totally can't wait.
Alright, so shoutouts. I am going to give one small shoutout to the person who pointed out to me that I could make cards to flip and make a lot of gold. And they don't.
And
I'm not
who
gonna,
was that?
I'm not going to say who they were because they know who they were. But hats off to them. I was kind of stupid about it.
My shout out is actually to Toasty for pointing out that we can still do LFR and we can do scenarios too. So I am totally excited for that. That has made part of my night. So I can't wait to try and do that. And my shout-outs where I went out last week, I'm assuming, that I recorded for.
Yes, it did.
Yay!
All right, Vandeth.
I'm going to give a shout-out to the chat room for hanging out with us and chatting with us tonight. And Toasty for bringing up news that we didn't know about. So that was good. I mean, it was really good news. and relevant to what we were talking about.
Cool. All right. So let's get out of here.
Get out of here?
Yeah, let's wrap
it up. Am I doing this? Yep. Or? Okay. So if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, our number is 1-785-ATA-WOW-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. And please send us a voicemail, because we love to listen to it. We love to play it. We honestly really appreciate it. If you're not into the voicemail thing, you could also email us. Our email is show@allthingsazeroth.com. We all get it, so we'll definitely read it, and we'll read it out on the show. If you want to hit us on Twitter, you can find the show at All Things As. You can find Medros at Medros. You can find me at Fandeath. Lady Emma is at Lady_Emma, and the Dawnforge Network is at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, All Things Edible, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse. And watch out, because we are going to hopefully be on an episode of Realm Maintenance in the not-too-distant future. So check us out there, too.
Absolutely. So we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of flying.
I got blueberry pierogies.
Don't forget to eat my lock cookies.
This podcast is copyright 2015 Dawnforge Productions. Thank you for listening. Check us out at thedawnforge.com.